Anakin didn't look at Rex, and Rex didn't look at him. But the captain took a few slow paces and put a little more distance between them, appearing engrossed in something via his helmet comlink. He was obviously anxious to avoid hanging around for what threatened to be a very personal exchange.
"You're right, Padawan," Anakin said.
She was, and he didn't want to discuss it. Agreeing with her served both purposes.
"We all handle our loss in our own way. Thank you for thinking of the men's welfare."
Ahsoka had been looking directly into his face, but then her gaze darted again to something behind him. She didn't just have keen focus, her peripheral vision was exceptional too. Anakin turned to see Kenobi walking slowly toward him, deep in conversation with Master Yoda. He decided to meet them halfway.
"Master Obi-Wan," he said, bowing. "Master Yoda?"
Yoda fixed him with a critical stare.
"Trouble you have with your new Padawan, I hear."
"I was explaining the situation to Master Yoda," Kenobi said.
"If not ready for the responsibility of a Padawan you are, then perhaps to Obi-Wan she should go."
Anakin didn't take kindly to those kinds of psychological games, not even from Master Yoda, especially from him.
"Remember me, Master? The Chosen One? The one you didn't want to train?"
"There are no problems, Master," he said calmly. "Who could possibly make such a far-reaching judgment about a youngling's future in such a short time anyway? That would be rash. Unfair, even. It's our duty to nurture talent and support it."
If Yoda felt the barbs in Anakin's comment, he didn't show any reaction.
"Mature your judgment is becoming. Perhaps teach you she will, as much as you teach her,
Anakin bit back a riposte, because he would not rise to the bait. He bowed instead.
"I shall do my utmost, Master."
"Then go with you, she will, to the Teth system."
Anakin felt he was walking into something set up for him.
"Did you know this was coming, Obi-Wan?"
No, he wouldn't show dissent.
"Has the fighting spread that far? I didn't think the Separatist army had any presence there."
"No army, but kidnapped, Jabba the Hutt's son has been."
It took a couple of seconds to sink in. He couldn't hide his disgust, not completely anyway.
"You want me to rescue a Hutt?"
It was a test. It had to be. However much it rankled, Anakin was determined to pass it. Kenobi dived in immediately.
"We need Jabba's backing to fight this war, Anakin. If we can't use Hutt-controlled routes, we can't fight in the Outer Rim. It's that simple. I'm going to negotiate with Jabba while you retrieve the hostage."
"Hostage?"
"His baby son, Rotta,